Let's talk a little bit about the annual report and the CR report, and how you see those evolving in terms of their usage and relative.
This is an easy one. I know all the arguments about print and full online HTML and flash-based and image-based and all that kind of stuff. Dominic Jones is very perceptive in his writings about this kind of stuff.
He doesn't like the image-based ones.
Well, I don't either.
I don't think I've actually encountered one that I've enjoyed reading.
No. The simplest way of looking at it is that I want the storytelling aspect, if you like, of the report to come to the fore. And to do that, you do it best online, where you can use powerful graphics or video, or you've got a million and one tools to make things engaging and compelling. Now, if I turn around and look at an annual report printed, and I compare the book and the movie, if you like, there's no way that I'm going to sit there and say, yes, show me the book, please. No. But I'm an analyst. I want to download Excel spreadsheets. I want to use the tools that are sitting in this thing. Show me the print, did you say? I mean, it's just ridiculous. So I have been hammering on at this since 2000 or something like this, because the economics of it are just dreadful. My gut feeling is that 2,500 professional investors here in the UK cost us hundreds of millions of pounds in terms of the print costs for these annual reports. And the sooner that they're pushed online and told to print their own thing off a PDF, the better. Economically, just dreadful. So storytelling definitely has to go online. Is that enough of a rant?
Oh, you can rant some more. But also, how do you... You see a lot of different ways that people are starting to integrate them into the site. So if you look at the BP site, you can transition into the annual report in a number of different ways. So through the risk section, through governance, without actually necessarily noticing, or it's not being that obvious that you've then gone into the report, which I think is a good thing in terms of reuse of material. If you've gone in and you want to learn about their risk management or whatever, you can then do that without having to go and say, oh, I remember there's probably going to be another bit in the annual report there as well. Yeah. So what are your thoughts on that?
Okay, we always want the user to know where they are. So they're in an annual report, they're in an annual report. If they're in the website, they're in the website. You're really telling me that BP couldn't be bothered to take the content from the annual report and put it into the website, which is very common. The website should actually be this main storytelling mechanism, if you like. Yeah, of course, the annual report's got a role to play, and it does. There's a lot of historical, backward-looking stuff, often, in these annual reports. And yes, you can make the information available within the site, but I just think that's just laziness.
Your view would be to give the full story on the site, and the annual report is an end-of-term report. It's basically saying, here's the story.
Yeah, it is at the moment.
At this point in time, blessed by the ball.
It is at the moment, an end-of-term report. But remember, we're going to move gradually, slowly but surely, towards some form of pretty continuous reporting, is my guess. And how corporates handle that, I haven't got my head around that at all. But my take on it is you can't be sitting there with this historical record and saying to people, yes, it should be a natural part of the corporate website experience. Take the content from that report, put it into the website itself and make it real and make it integrated and seamless, but don't go shooting them off to the annual report and slightly confusing them. Is this the risk policy this year or last year, or where am I? I mean, why would you raise those questions? That's not in the user's mind. So.
Because it was an interesting discussion that I had with Ben Evis from Sainsbury's about their CR report and how initially they created their online CR report and had that as their CR section. And then as they themselves have started to obviously a lot of those stories get updated through the year. People want to know, well, what's happened to your initiative on this, that and the other. And also a move to quarterly reporting of their sustainability stats. So that has been an interesting journey for them as they realise that you need to have ongoing news about sustainability. Yes, you can have your end-of-term report, but you've got to make it a lot more living and breathing part of the site.
Yeah, and this is the issue that many corporates are grappling with, is In fact, they're doing tons of stuff each quarter, each 6 months, each year, that needs to flow into the website. In the CSR stuff, there are all sorts of activities. People want the news. They want to know what's going on. They want this. It's not a matter of building a CSR section saying, here are our policies, here's how we have a go at things. And by the way, you can pop over here and see the report. No, it's a continuous reporting of your activities. So that, for me, is a no-brainer, and people should be doing it.